Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late grade SRV. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lawrence Susskind is our guest. Larry is a new friend, and he's been an MIT professor since 1971. And he's a negotiating expert. He's one of the great negotiators of our time. He's got all the credentials for that and all the experience for that. He's got a new program called Entrepreneurial Negotiations, the MIT Way. It's a six-week online program. Then Larry's given us a little bit of a teaser during our visit today about what it's going to be about. Larry, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on all your success with your 20 books and now this program. I hope people will subscribe to it because I know it's going to be very valuable. In the last segment, you talked about building value and using adding value as a way of adding to the possibilities of a negotiation, not limiting the negotiation. Talk to us now about another concept that's in your program, and that's trust. What does trust have to do with negotiation?
A lot of times, and I'm sure there's plenty of people listening who nod to this. A lot of times, you make a deal, but you don't realize the full potential of that deal till after you've worked together for a while longer. So if you negotiate in a way that gets someone to sign something that gives you what you want, but in the process you lose their trust because of how you interact with them, the ongoing relationship that you need to realize the value of the deal is lost. So I'm interested in how do you get the most in a negotiation and leave yourself with a good relationship with the other side. Leave yourself with trust. And there are ways of negotiating that will allow you to get a bigger piece of the pie, and the person will never want to deal with you again in the future when they realize what happened. And there are other ways of creating value in a negotiation, both sides coming out well ahead of what their next best alternative is, and you've built trust in the process, and they want to keep working together.
There's a term that I've always used that's another way of saying this. It's called dealing in good faith. And I've always tried to encourage people to deal in good faith. And what dealing in good faith means is it's what my friend Len Morella calls the definition of ethics. He says ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. And if you're dealing in good faith, then you'll be devoted to doing the right thing even though you don't have to do it. What do you think?
I agree completely. The way I talk about it is two simple sets of instructions, two simple sentences. Want to build trust? Say what you mean what you say. And that sounds simple, but if you watch actual negotiations, we have thousands of negotiations that we studied over decades. And when I say to people, you should say what you mean, they say, well, but I don't want to deliver that bad news early in the conversation. They won't want to hear this, so let me spin it a little bit.
Right.
And then they find out that wasn't what you really meant, and then you've lost trust. The other thing is, don't make a commitment unless you're absolutely sure you can keep it, right? Mean what you say.
Right.
People say, yeah, but I was pretty sure I could make that happen, and that was going to help me close the deal, and then you can't make that come true because you weren't really sure, then you've undermined trust. Say what you mean what you say.
Well, and you'll meet people when you're negotiating who are not necessarily untrustworthy people, and it's not that they don't want to deal in good faith, but Larry, you and I both have met people who don't really know what they want, like you said in the earlier segment. They can't make up their own mind about themselves, about what they want, and those people are the hardest people to negotiate with, aren't they? Because you can never pin them down.
Again, I agree. People think that they're better off negotiating with someone who's not prepared. Oh, I'll put one over on them. Oh, I'll lead them to where I want to get them.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. You want a prepared person. You want someone who understands their interests, who knows what they can and can't commit, because you want to end up with something that's really going to be implemented.
And you don't want to waste a lot of time.
Yep.
because you're wasting a lot of time with those folks. And so our trust in dealing in good faith, folks, really important. You know, folks, how many times we talk about all the different issues here on this show, and the one common thread, Larry, that weaves through all of them is the T word, trust.
I agree so much. Although, people say in 1 second, yeah, of course, I want to do everything that builds trust. And then I watch them. We videotape negotiations, then we review them with people. And I say, why'd you say that? They say, I thought the other side wanted to hear that. And I say, you just undermine trust.
Right. I don't like negotiating with people who play games. And that's what you just described. All right, last thoughts. I got 1 minute. What's the last suggestion that you're gonna give folks?
Lots of negotiations involve technical uncertainty and uncertainty of other kinds. And what you need to do is admit there's uncertainty, and then negotiate what I call contingent agreements. Hmm. Makes the agreements a little bit more complex, but it says, if this and this happens, we agree to this. If that and that and that happens, we agree to that. We have two versions of the same agreement. And people say, oh, my God, that's twice as much work. And my argument is, that's the right way to create value. That's the right way to build mm-hmm. trust. Work out multiple arrangements where you admit what's not certain.
Larry, I need the website for your program.
Website is mitprofessionalx.mit.edu.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Larry, good job. Will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Glad to help.
Yeah, glad to have you here. Larry Susskind, ladies and gentlemen, Professor Lawrence Susskind with MIT. Check out his books, by the way, on Amazon, 20 of those. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.